Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man!
One question and one question only. Who do you blame?
Yep.
That is the question I want to know from you at 404-726-0929. Because somebody is to blame. Now, as we've been talking about the Falcons and their win over New Orleans, which was great. Hi, Saints fans. We are going to turn the page tomorrow as we get up to Flyer Branch and talk to Coach Ra. And, of course, our player segment and all of that as we'll turn the page and start talking about the Jets. But that's not where we are today. We are still, Mike, in the midst of who do you blame?
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame? Because the reason is either you blame Michael Penix. Follow me. Because you said, well, is he capable or is he not capable? And if he's capable, then why didn't he make this change earlier? If you blame Kirk Cousins, then you're saying, well, where was this last year when we were all wondering why? And maybe it was all the health concerns and that's the reason why they weren't able to do all the things that he wanted to do or, for that matter, our OC. Or you blame the OC and Zach Robinson, Mike, by not being willing or able to make the necessary changes to make this offense fluid. Either way, who do you blame?
Maybe all of the above. Start with the general manager, maybe drafting a guy that can't do the things you think he should do. Did you not work him out? I mean, they flew out there. They talked about it with us, about how they were enamored with him. And remember the argument, Carl, we'll never pick this high again. You know, he's a tremendous talent. I mean, right now, he's a question mark. Guys, we said this yesterday because I know there's a lot of Michael Penix Jr. fans. And he's a great young man. We love the kid. But there's just questions about how he's being developed and why all the things Carl just asked. Because when you got two great running backs, it's pretty damn simple. And every analyst worth his salt, former star quarterbacks in the league, are talking about it. Drew Brees talked about it. Kurt Warner, as we said. These are guys who know the freaking position. And they're saying, man, that offense just looks a hell of a lot better with your under center. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So why? How? We'll ask Dave Archer about it at 3:20. We'll talk to Raheem Morris about it tomorrow.
Maybe that's the other person you blame. Because the head coach has to be aware. But I'm going to tell you that Ra is trusting his offensive coordinator to do his job. That's why I think Zach Robinson is the guy that most of you say, well, if these changes were necessary, then why don't you just make them? Because, again, it gets back to how much better the offense looked. 404-726-0929. And by the way, I'm being serious. Look, if you don't think like Penix could say, hey, why don't we do some of this other stuff, then he's part of the blame too. Because this is a team effort. It's not right. Like he was just sitting in a corner, I'll do whatever y'all want me to do. Like, hey, no. We should be trying some of this other stuff. So that is why I put his name out there. Here's what I want you to hear. I want you to hear Coach Ra last night on the Coach's Show with our own Dave Archer talking about Kirk Cousins. And Big O, put this in context because this was on after we left last night. It was 6 o'clock. By the way, D. Alford was very good, I thought, last night. If you missed that, heard some of it on my way home, Mike, talking about playing the nickel and – how difficult it is, and you know, the corner and filling in. He had a really good game.
And think about how much better he was like 2 years ago, that last game of the season where he got torched.
Totally.
Remember him down in New Orleans?
Totally.
That was Jameis back in the day. But yeah, what he's had a real, when he's been able to get on the field, he's been great this year.
I agree. But put this in context, because coaches answering this question about Cousins and why they were successful with the things that we did offensively.
So Arch asked him basically, hey, I'm going to give you the numbers breakdown for how often Kirk was under center, how often he was in shotgun, and how often he was in the pistol formation. And based on all these formations, it looked good under center. I've attached that first part of it, too. So this is what that question and answer is.
I thought he was outstanding from a quarterback's perspective, watching the ball come out on time. He didn't hold the ball a ton. Now, they got to him three times, I think, yesterday, but I thought he did a really good job with some of that. When you look at the play distribution or where he was, that'll be a big discussion for you. There's so much conversation about pistol sets and shotgun sets and quarterback under center. If I counted correctly, Kirk was under center 29 times. He was in the shotgun of the pistol, I think, 25 times. And I know that I knew I was going to get asked about it, so I figured I better chart it. I'm going to ask you, why the change? That was the highest percentage you guys have had with the quarterback under center.
You know, Kirk's comfortable up under center. And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do. And I think it was a great job game planning by Zach Robinson, our staff, all of those guys being able to communicate how we can get the run game going. We also came out in 13 personnel.
Yeah.
I think the most since 2000, I don't know what year it was, but we did a couple different things that we can do, that we want to do in order to try to win this football game. And I think you got to do whatever it takes to win football games. And that's always going to be the case, no matter who you plan with or how it's going to look. You know, that's not really important to us. But I thought it was important to us to do some of the things that make all of us comfortable, and it did.
Forget about the last 30 seconds of what he said. Can you just play the part where he says, Cousins is comfortable under center and you do what guys are comfortable doing? That's all we care about. Mike Bell, is this not revealing from our head coach?
Yes, he's just telling it like it is. Panics can't do it. So then you drafted the wrong guy. You did the stupidest thing in history of the NFL. You gave $100 million to a guy, and then you drafted a quarterback who is not ready, apparently, to play the position. And then you doubled down because we had all the weirdness with Kirk. So then you say, no, now Penix is ready. And apparently your offensive coordinator, your coaching staff, can't get him to do the things that you need to do to be a well-rounded pro quarterback. Not saying he won't be able to do that in the future, Carl. But right now, his footwork is awful. We saw this. It started in Carolina, and it got worse. There's a lot of bad decision-making. He's not processing quickly. He's not seeing the field. These things need to be corrected, and you've got to help him. And I don't even think we have the guys in the building to do that.
I heard my man Randy Mack say today he believes that he can do it. I want to believe he can do it. I said today on our behind-the-scenes show, guys, I hope we're all wrong on this. I really do. But if he could do it, then why hasn't he been doing it? That's my question. Like, I love it when, you know, in your life, in your relationships, if you were doing certain things, right, and you're capable of doing them, then why haven't you been doing them? And I just feel like if this is the situation, this is a problem for us. Let me hear Rock, because this is all I care about. All that other stuff about preparing for wins and we can do what we need to do. Don't care about all that. This is all I care about.
I thought he was outstanding for...
That's not what I care about. 404-726-0929. Ross saying you do what's best for the player, and basically being under center for Kirk Cousins, he is good at it. He's right about the 13 personnel. We pointed that out yesterday. Let me hear Ross. Let me hear it. And the machine fires. It doesn't. All right. Well, sometimes it's just like our offense. All right. Here's the deal, guys. As we talk to you about this, how concerned are you? Again, you cannot sit here and tell Mike and I this doesn't matter. You cannot sit here and say, well, you know what? Hey, we got a good win. And we did. And these wins might continue to come, and I hope they do. We should beat the Jets. They're a bad football team. But that doesn't, again, take away from Mike this glaring thing that we're now facing. And you go, wait a minute. Can he do this stuff? Is he willing? If he's willing, why haven't they done it? I don't know where this goes, but all I'm going to tell you is when your head coach says exactly what he said last night on the coach's show, which is, well, Kirk's good at it. And you know, that's what he does. And you only do things like that when a player's good at it. He is saying to us, by not saying it, that maybe Michael Penix isn't, Mike, and that's what I'm taking from it. Until somebody tells me differently, that's what I'm taking.
Well, again, we'll ask him. He'll have found out what we've been talking about today.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
And we'll ask him tomorrow about this to clarify and expand, to amplify his answer.
You know what I want, Mike? You know what I want? I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Kirk's comfortable up in the center. Yeah. And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
You do what the quarterback can do, which means by default, the other guy can't do it. That's why we're doing the pistol. I mean, that's, guys, most of you guys can follow along with this. It's not that complicated. It just shows it's the dysfunction of this franchise. It's just the endless dysfunction of this franchise. You know, thinking you had a first-time offensive coordinator would have a few years with a veteran, and then things went sideways. Maybe you needed to have a real conflict. Maybe Terry Fontenot and Raheem needed to be in that room or that call with Arthur Blank and Kirk Cousins to figure it out. Because, and also, we didn't get to see Michael Penix Jr., you know, but the three games last year, and of course, not in the preseason. We didn't get the offensive coordinator to help his young quarterback on the sideline until after the third game of the year.
Yeah.
These are all things you got to get figured out before the season begins. And they don't. And they can't. Because they don't they're just not that good at it. You know, these guys have experience, more experience than us, yes, but you're showing with the deeds and the actions and the results. It's just driving me crazy. We squandered five games. The Buccaneers guys are in free fall. They've got injuries. Baker Mayfield's banged up. They just lost three in a row. We should be right there with Carolina on their heels, Carl, putting pressure on it to win this division.
Should be.
But we blew it. I mean, we could go beat the garbage teams now. Yippee-ki-yay. When the season was, you know, at the crossroads, we didn't step up.
Yeah. When it's in the balance and you got a chance to show what you're really about.
Kirk's comfortable up on the center.
I've heard.
And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
You do what the quarterback can do. That's not us misquoting him. That's not something you read and then Mike and I, it didn't quite come out that way. Let me paraphrase. That is what he said last night. And I said, huh? Wait, what? What does that mean? Somebody explain to me. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Again, when you look at how much better the offense looked, part of it is because they helped the quarterback. He had lesser playmakers on the field. When you help your quarterback and you run play action and you're under center and you go 13 personnel and you protect him more and you give him more options, it looks better. So that is my concern. And if you are going to say, oh, this isn't a big deal, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, guys.
You know, Kirk's comfortable up on the center. And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
Yeah. Okay.
As we said, guys.
All right.
As Penix is under center, he steps back, fakes the handoff. That's a half a second his head is turned. As opposed to this, whatever that peer. I saw it in Berlin. I had German fans asking, why does he do the spin thing? Yes, I don't know either because it looks stupid. And his back is turned to the field. It's not helping our young quarterback. You get the play action, you get the safeties, the corners, the linebackers to bite, to just take that one half step, and now you've got a better, easier target to hit. It's common sense. That's why the NFL's been doing it for over 100 years.
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
All right. Who do you blame? Want to hear from you.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up, Seth Emerson's going to join us. We got to talk about the college football landscape, what changes tonight with the college football playoff rankings, where is old Mrs. Lane Kiffin going after the Egg Bowl? Because it's still, he's still saying that he's going to make this decision as if it's not made. We'll find out what Seth Emerson's thinking coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.